As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 140 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone is doing well. We are, as I said last week, we're in February. Isn't that crazy? February 9th. So if you haven't got your Valentine's Day shopping done, you better get on it. You only got a few days left. And if you don't have to shop because you're single or you just choose not to, then good for you. You don't have to do it. But if you do need to do it and you think you're going to get in some sort of trouble out there, just trying to help you, you got a few days left. So get that done. But how's everybody been this week? Has it been good? Does it feel like we're, you know, through January and now kind of hitting that point where the resolutions maybe have dwindled or have paused? Maybe some of you are struggling with promises you've made yourself going into the new year. So I want to encourage you, if that is you, that you can always start over. I actually did a podcast on that. You can always start over and to not beat yourself up, to say, you know what, today's a new day. I can start whatever that thing is starting today, and then try to do it one day at a time as you move forward. I want to talk this week kind of on that note about some habits that can harm your brain. And these are kind of presented in sort of on the negative side. I'll talk a little bit about, you know, flipping them and making them positive as well. But if you are in a situation where, you know, you find yourself in February and something has paused, and one of these things kind of is your trigger point or is your problem area, then maybe this week will help. Maybe this week will help. But I do want to encourage you to not beat yourself up and to not talk negatively to yourself, to notice your talk, notice how you're speaking, notice what you're saying. Put those terrible thoughts in the trash can somewhere and come back and refocus your brain. So, 8 habits that can harm your brain. I got these from Winter Spirit on Instagram. So if you want to follow Winter Spirit, you can do that. But I liked this post and I thought this is really good for our audience. And there are some things in here that we've talked about before. There are others that hopefully are new to you. And that's why I wanted to just kind of, you know, encourage you this week that if this is something that bothers you or something that, you know, you've allowed to dominate part of your life, that you can begin to think, okay, is this something that I want to continue? Because I know that it can harm my brain. All right, number one, staying in the dark too much. Staying in the dark too much. Do you find yourself staying in the dark, not getting light, not getting natural light, not getting sunlight, not getting yourself out, even turning lights on in your room? Have you noticed if you turn lights on in your room or you burn some candles, you get some light going, it increases the energy in the room, right? It brings it up a level. So if you find yourself staying in the dark too much, ask yourself why. Why am I staying in the dark this much? Why do I not like to be exposed to light? Or why have I not allowed myself to be exposed to enough light? Sunlight is like medicine for our bodies, right? It's like medicine for our bodies. And it is good for us. It's good for the soul. So get out, walk. If it's still cool where you are, get out in the coldness and the briskness for a little while. It doesn't have to be long, 10, 15, 20 minutes. But notice if you're staying in the dark too long, it can harm your brain. Number two, it's big, consuming too much negative news. I mean, some people will tell you to not consume news at all. I like to know a little bit about what's going on in the world, so I still consume news. I do try to limit that. But if you're on social media a lot, or if you're just find yourself that's, you know, following accounts that are always reporting the negative things that are going on in the world, you need to switch that. Change that up, you know, lighten it up. Make sure if you've got 2 or 3 negative things that are coming in from news, you go find a source that's bringing you 10 or 15 positive things. Because the news makes money to report on negative things. That's why they don't have just happy news. People won't tune in. But you need to know, hey, I'm above that. I'm smarter than that. That's harming my brain. I'm not going to continue to allow myself to have negative news on my feed over and over and over again. And number three, this one is similar to number one, except number one, you could just have a lot of darkness even with some one or ones, but social isolation. Social isolation. Are you by yourself all the time? Are you by yourself a lot? Do you find yourself just isolating away in a dark room? Do you find yourself not wanting to go out and meet people or to see people? Do you find yourself just hiding behind a screen or just hiding behind a computer or sitting in front and binge watching TV? But you find yourself doing that over and over and over again. So you socially isolate yourself. Not good for your brain, right? Our brains are wired for interaction. Our bodies are wired for that interaction that we have with other humans. Number four, blasting your headphones on full volume. Now, some of you may have headphones that automatically dial that down for you. But we know that that's not good for your hearing. It's not good for your ears. It's also not good for your brain. So just notice that if you listen to a lot of music in your headphones or you have, you know, a lot of conversations with headphones on, notice where that volume is. And it's just a little reminder. Oh, yeah, maybe I should turn that down a little bit. It's not good for my brain. How about this one? Poor sleeping habits. Poor sleeping habits. Now, some of you may just not sleep very well. You know, I have trouble sleeping. I fall asleep pretty well. And then sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I have to really work to get back to sleep, either trying meditation or, you know, making sure the room's cool, that kind of thing. But poor sleeping habits, you can start to get some rhythm with your sleep if you do some things, right? If you go to bed every night at the same time, if you turn the blue lights off an hour before, if you don't consume water, you know, drinks or food after 7 o'clock, if you get up at the same time every morning, those things will help you naturally increase your sleep habits and have been proven to increase your sleep throughout the night. So if you find yourself not sleeping well, just know that there's a little bit of a ding, ding, ding there, and ask yourself, am I putting myself in the best possible position to sleep well every night? Okay? So notice what those habits look like. The next one, barely moving throughout the day. If you've got a job where you go and you sit all day long, whether it's at an office or whether it's in your house, and you don't move, that can damage your brain. Not only does it damage your brain, it damages the, you know, the part of your body that needs that aerobic and anaerobic exercise. So if you can, and most of you can, some of you just choose not to, get up and move throughout the day. Even if you have a desk job, figure out a way to be able to walk to the restroom, walk to a water fountain, walk to a break, walk down to the other side of the room. If you're in your house, get up, get out of your house, take a walk around the block, walk downstairs, walk around the house, whatever, just so you're not sitting all day long. Okay? Number seven, this one's an easy one. But for some of you and me and us, we still don't do as well as we could here. And that's too much screen time. Too much screen time. So notice how much you're just scrolling on your phone. Notice how much you're on your phone in general. Most phones now tell you how much time you spend on an app, how much time you spend on email, how much time you spend on social media. It even breaks down social media. Some do. So notice that. Set yourself a goal that you're only going to be on it X amount of times during the day or throughout the day so you can start to build back your brain cells. And then the last one, I say this for last on purpose because I think this one's important. I've talked about this a little bit before, but it's consuming too much sugar. Consuming too much sugar. We certainly as a nation in the United States consume way, 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 way too much sugar and processed foods. Okay. Too much sugar and processed foods. When you go to a grocery store, you should stay out of the middle aisles. That's where the processed foods are. The cereals, right? The pastas, the stuff that's been processed. You should go to the edges and around, right? Get fresh fruit. Fresh vegetables, grass-fed meat, but stay away from sugar. And if you will cut sugar out, I promise you, you'll feel better after that initial, what feels like punch in the gut. But you will feel better within about a week, week and a half, 2 weeks tops, if you can continue to cut sugar out. I eat very, very, very little sugar. Drink like no sugar. And eat very little sugar. And if I do, it's usually cane sugar, raw cane sugar. So just start noticing that because, you know, we've got certainly from the obesity side to now there's, you know, a lot of studies out there about Alzheimer's and other things that are damaging brains that go right back to what we put in our bodies. So notice how much processed foods and sugar you're having each day. I would track that. I would do a food journal and I would track it. And you can look at the labels and see how much sugar per serving that you're having. It will probably blow some of your minds. All right. So 8 habits that damage your brain: staying in the dark too much, consuming too much negative news, social isolation, blasting your headphones on full volume, poor sleeping habits, not moving throughout the day, too much screen time, and consuming too much sugar. So think about those this week. If any of those resonated with you, think about some ways that you can begin to implement some more positive things in your life that are going to help rewire your brains, because that's what we know now. We know that you can rewire your brain and you can build back a healthy brain. It may take a little while, but you can do it. It's not that you're just defeated because you fall into four or five of these categories. You can begin to change that, and you can begin to change it today. So that's what I have for you this week, folks. Hope you're all doing well. Reach out to me if I can help you, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Look forward to seeing you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.